Washington State apple farmers are gearing up to harvest the second largest crop in history, but it appears there won't be enough workers to get the fruit off the trees quickly enough. The shortage comes as apple prices are high because of crop damage elsewhere in the country. Correspondent Anna King has our report from an apple orchard outside of Prescott, Washington.
The start of apple harvest should be the happiest, busiest time of year in the orchards. But now, weeks before the peak, managers here at Barocci Orchards are wincing. I talk with Barocci manager Roger Bairstow.
How do you sleep at night? Because that just seems like a very hard thing to have that many people missing.
There are quite a few of us that aren't sleeping through the night.
There are about 1,500 workers out in the trees now working tall aluminum ladders and picking beautiful, dusty red apples off the trees. Music plays from the smartphones of workers, and Buckeye Gala apples thud gently into the waiting bins. But this operation needs another 800 people now just to get through the harvest and not fall behind. Bairstow says apples have a limited branch life.
And so the longer the apple stays on the tree, the worse the condition gets and the less likelihood of getting a good price in the market to some point where it's not even worth picking.
So if they fall behind, those past prime apples will be left to rot. That makes R.C. Perez, an orchard foreman, really upset.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. It's sad.
Barocci Orchards is not alone. This year's fresh crop in Washington is about at 108.7 million 40-pound equivalent boxes. That's the second largest on record. And Bairstow and Perez say they've never seen labor so tight as this year. Some farmers are buying commuter vans to port workers from one orchard to the next and paying for the extra commute time. Bairstow says a top-rate picker could earn about $1,000 a week. Prices for pickers have also ballooned up 15% from last year in some areas. And some workers are earning stay-put bonuses if they stay on a particular farm the entire season. We stand overlooking hundreds of acres of green trees and bright apples on a dramatic bluff above the Columbia River.
By the end of November, we'll have the crop, God willing, in. And, we'll have a huge party, and everybody's going to be part of it because they made it all happen.
Apple crop is just starting in the warmer sites of Washington's growing areas. Cooler places like Wenatchee and Omak have just begun. But as more and more farms come online for harvest, growers like Bairstow worry the worker shortage will only turn more rotten. I'm Anna King, outside of Prescott, Washington.